Residents who remember booming businesses on Scotland Avenue and Scenic Highway are happy to see the mobile pantry each month. At St. Michael's Church, located off 72nd Avenue, fresh produce is distributed for free from refrigerated trucks. For some residents, this is the only way they get fresh produce. Longtime resident Sheila Spann of 71st Street says she would prefer to shop in her own neighborhood, but there are no options.
We have no decent grocery stores where we could buy fresh produce. We have to go way on Plank Road Baker to really get any kind of good produce. So we really need this in our area.
The Baton Rouge Food Bank and Together Baton Rouge have run the seasonal pantry here since last year. The pantry normally opens around 9 a.m., but by 8 a.m., there's already a long line underneath the blue tent. Volunteer Barbara Bracken counts off to let them in five at a time.
One, two, three, four.
Packaged pepperoni and salad goes into a reusable Walmart grocery bag. Residents move through the line as a bag of potatoes, avocados, yogurt, and milk are distributed. Members of Baton Rouge Food Bank and Together Baton Rouge are part of the new Food Policy Commission. They're aiming to make healthier options accessible to the seven food deserts in Baton Rouge, including Scotlandville. Margaret Reed, co-chair of the Food Access Team, says the commission has 10 months to get answers for why there's a lack of fresh produce in the city.
It can be solved with grocery stores in a food desert, which is what we have been working on in Scotlandville, mobile markets, food pantries, community gardens.
The Nielsen Company, a consumer research firm, gathered data on Scotlandville in 2011. Nielsen found residents of Scotlandville spend almost $18 million a year on groceries, but only $5 million is being spent in the area. $12.2 million is going elsewhere. So, if there's unmet demand here, why isn't there a grocery store chasing the potential profit? Clint Caldwell is the Associated Grocers Business Development Director. He says at the end of the day, an investor wants to know they can break even in the first year. If not, the investment becomes too much of a risk.
A typical supermarket in our environment today, a 15,000 square foot store is going to cost roughly about $3.5 million before there's ever anything sold in that store. That would be including the land, the equipment, the building, and the inventory.
Caldwell is part of the food commission that wants to get a grocery store to set up shop in Scotlandville. He says it might help to try bringing in not just a grocery store, but a whole shopping center, maybe with a pharmacy, bowling alley, or movie theater, too. That could draw in more customers and drive revenue for investors. Jeronda Kirkpatrick, WRKF News.